Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the host of Marketplace from APM. If there's one thing we've learned from the financial crisis and all the other crises ever, it's that we never learn. You can say that about government letting banks get too big to fail. You can say it about banks getting involved in wild and risky trades. And you can say it about us. Buy high and sell low is a sad truth for a reason, you know. Time and again, we let panic or euphoria drive our actions in the market, and we wind up making big, expensive mistakes. Carl Richards blogs about human error and emotions at the New York Times. Carl, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So why do we keep making these same mistakes? I mean, it's not like you can't look around and see what's going on.
There's something sort of fundamental, it feels like, about human nature to take the recent past. I think that's the biggest problem we make, right? Is we take the recent past and we project it in the future. And so based on something that just happened, we seem to be all too willing to throw out well-crafted, you know, rational investment plans at sort of the drop of the hat based on news.
Yeah. And you point this out actually in your piece. I mean, you talk about these stories that we tell ourselves to rationalize away our behavior.
Yeah, over the last, 15 years, I've noticed the same stories keep popping up. But we've got to tell ourselves some story. And then, of course, we go look for evidence to support the
story.
Tell ourselves.
Well, so what's the most common story? What's the one that, you know, makes you slap your head when you see it?
It may be hard to talk about this one now, but I think 2008, 2009, the story we get ourselves so wrapped up in is on the way down.
Yeah.
People coming in and say, I just got to get out. And, like, why? And here's the story. Have you seen what the market's doing?
Right.
That's the story. It's got so many problems in it because we don't know what the market's doing. We only know what it's done.
Right.
And somehow we tell ourselves the story despite knowing that, you know, what's happened in the recent past is no indication of what's going to go on in the future. Despite knowing that sort of on a factual, theoretical basis, we tell ourselves the story that if I don't get out now, I've even had people calculate, if I don't get out now, it's only 18 months until I have no money left.
If the Dow went to zero tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. If this continues, I'll be done in 18 and a half months.
But you know what? That happens on the way up too, right? I mean, I was doing, not to name drop, but I was doing Piers Morgan on CNN the other night. It was the day the Dow hit its first record high of many. And he said to me, is this a good time to be getting into the markets? And I looked at him and I said, have you lost your mind?
You know? That same, like, I've got to get in on this or I've got to get out is sort of two sides of the same coin. But I have an issue with this idea of, like, is now a good time to get in?
Yeah.
Because I think it makes a fundamental assumption that we're all sitting on a big pile of cash trying to decide if we should get in. If you're in that situation, you've got a different set of problems.
Talk to me for a second about the emotions that are involved here, right? Unpack this a little bit. There's definitely fear, but there's also excitement. There's a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that's really important is to give ourselves permission to acknowledge that those emotions are normal, right? They're human. We are hardwired to get more of those things that give us security and or pleasure, and hardwired almost genetically to get away from anything that's causing us pain. So I think fear, there's greed, there's all the societal issues of, like, what are your neighbors doing? And we all sort of chuckle at that, like, oh yeah, that's high school peer pressure sort of stuff. I'm immune to that. No, we're not.
The problem with this whole thing, though, Carl, is that the only story that really matters, just to continue with your theme, is decidedly boring and just monstrously unsexy.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you've run into this. There's only so many ways to make it exciting to say, hey, build a rational plan based on your goals and stick with it. Like, that's the only story that matters. Right? If your goals change, your life changes a little bit, revisit the plan. If the market changes, go back to the garden, right? Like, that's the only story that matters. But it's much more fun to talk about, you know, what's up, what's down, day trading, hedge fund managers, all of that stuff. Way more fun.
And that's what gets us to the hindsight problem, right? Because you have all this fun and then you look back and you go, oh, man.
Yeah. And I guess what has to happen, I wish we could all learn based on the experience of others, but it seems to me I've gone through this, right? You need to make this mistake yourself a couple of times to realize that risk and reward, that's a fundamental law. And every time you try to break it, it breaks you, right? And hindsight, you look back and say, gosh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. And then you do it again and you do it again. And hopefully at some point you go, okay, that was enough. I guess I'm just going to stick with this giant body of evidence that says it should just be boring.
Carl Richards, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Kai. Thanks for having me.